We have a bit of time left to come back and continue on Peter's other revelation that he came to the conclusion by the Holy Spirit that God had given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And think of the vastness of that. If God has given you all, who can give you more? Who has more to give to life? I think about somebody that's ready to do themselves in right now, and I bind that spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You stop. Don't do it. The Father loves you. And godliness. He's given us all things that pertain to godliness. I made the comment last week. Sometimes we spend a lot of labor and effort working at or trying to be something that we already are. And I come to the Word for the answers because they're very contrary to what our thought life can be sometimes until we bring our thoughts into the obedience of Christ. Listen to this beautiful promise about you. We were in Ephesians last week in chapter 4, but I'd like to go to Colossians today. Chapter 1. And there's some tasty tidbits of things that'll be very helpful when you're having a bad hair day. Or a no hair day for some of us, maybe. But. Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. And I'd like to read it from the New Living Translation. There are sometimes certain versions just say it better. Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 through 22. The theme is that we've made peace with God through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the blood of the cross in the first verse. And he says, this includes you, who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now, that word now is really important. Say now.
Now.
Yet now he has, past tense, reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. This also is very timely with communion this morning as well. All of these things are kind of weaving a picture for today, if you will. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. Ponder on that. I want to read that again. That is so good. And you know, just as you go through it, it just keeps getting gooder. As a result of us being reconciled to God through the death of Christ, that result has brought us into his own presence. It wouldn't be tearing the word apart if you were to say, as a result, he has brought me. He has brought me because me is part of us, isn't it? Yous guys, us guys. There's got to be a me in there somewhere, amen? So when you read this, let's read it again. And just maybe just say it. As a result, he has brought me into his presence, and I am holy and blameless as I stand before him without a single fault. Now that's learning to confess the word over your life. Some of us have been taught to do that because it's the word of life. and you can speak the word of life over your life and into your life. And it'll change the atmosphere in which your head spins sometimes. That is a far cry from... It's just the truth. And I think that's the most important when we read scriptures like this. These aren't just feel-good scriptures to just, you know, have a Jesus pep rally. I mean, I'm all for that too. But gosh, when you just think about these words and let them just meditate, think on them. And that this is talking about you and I, the believers. Okay, chapter 3 of Colossians. Colossians chapter 3. Verses 1, 2, 3, and 4. The old English says, if you then be risen with Christ. But the New Living Translation says, since you have been raised to new life with Christ. This is part of how God has given us all things that pertain to godliness or godlikeness. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. So if you never really thought much about your life and, you know, had those moments where you thought less of yourself than perhaps you should have, not in a wrong way, but just our minds, until they're fully renewed to the Word, our minds can think about anything we let them think. But they're also... It's like going back for reprogramming, an update. And we update our minds with the Word, renewing our minds to the Word so that we know what that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God is. So Romans 3, or Colossians 3, 9 through 10. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. See, here's the contrast. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. Same chapter, go down to verses 12 through 17. Since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. You didn't know you were going to hear that come back to you, did you, Tony, when you read the fruit of the Spirit? Isn't it neat how God connects all this stuff? If a first-time person came in here this morning, I think, man, this place is really out of order. But if you come in and just observe how everything connects, it all fits together if we just flow with it. It really does. But this is part of the new man. We're able to function in that, and it's a very different image than the one we may have had of ourselves, or certainly not an image before salvation. So this is something really beautiful, because you know what? It's God-likeness, isn't it? And that's what Peter said, that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness or God-likeness. Make allowance for each other's faults. Ah, we sure do that. And forgive anyone who offends you. Did anyone take offense to anything? Did you ever take offense? Did you know that's a choice? You can choose to be offended. But you can choose not to be as well. You want to drive the enemy up the wall? Don't get offended. Because if he can get you offended, then you make some very irrational decisions. And forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. And above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from God rule in our hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace. And always be thankful. Let the message about Christ and all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. First Corinthians 1:30. God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. Don't ever let the devil talk you out of that. That is your spiritual position and condition, and that's an absolute truth of what the Lord has done. He made us pure and holy, and he freed us from sin and from the power of it too. That's a lot to meditate on. He made us pure and holy. If you meditate on the word, just a verse maybe that catches your fancy and you just meditate on that and you think about it, mull it over, and you do that because it may apply to a certain aspect of your life that you'd like to see changed. If you start meditating on this word, eventually what's going to happen is you become what you think about. But more importantly, you become what God has already said you are. But it starts by what he's done. But the reality of it happens when we get the privilege of being able to read it and then speak that over our lives. It's kind of like, oh, I was thinking of the most flavorful cake I could have ever had, and the frosting that you put between two layers, and then on the top, and then some Cool Whip or real whipped cream. You know, this word is like that. It just brings joy to your spirit, man, when you see what God has to say about you. That's the part that really is so good, because it's almost unbelievable. And if God didn't say it, it probably would be unbelievable. But he did say it, and he said it in more than one place. So today, as we do whatever we're going to do the rest of the day, at least maybe read these again, you know, sometime during the week, and challenge yourself to accept, make a quality decision that you're going to accept and receive what God says about you. And once that's settled, you'll find that it'll be hard to push your buttons again. I'm not a button pusher. I had a hard time with that Chevy Malibu out there that I had for all those weeks. My wheels are back, and I had the hardest time. I'd get out of that car, and there's no key. You just carry it in your pocket, and everything is a push button. Step on the brake and push a button. I said, wow, that's how I used to be before I got saved, only I didn't push the brakes and I still pushed the buttons. It's kind of like the parallel. There's a parable in a lot of things. But when you get the word down inside of you and you speak it into your life and constantly remind yourself, and the devil never attacks us where we're strong. He always attacks us where we're weak. Find a verse and stand on it and speak it and read it until you've got it down inside of you, until it literally becomes a part of you. Jesus said, abide in me and let my word abide in you. Abide means to live in, to dwell in, to make its home in. So that when we're challenged, we've got something to stand on. And we've got something, because a lot of times we don't even know the power of our own victory until we speak these truths in a situation when you've come under assault, come under attack, whatever you want to call it, but not having a great day. God made this day, and it's a beautiful day. And he didn't make any junk. He made you. In this day. Anybody need any prayer this morning?